So finding a posture where your feet are hip width apart, your knees are unlocked, your arms are hanging loosely, and your head is in line with the spine. And you can even raise your toes for a moment, spread them alone, and then place them down again a bit further. So you have a firmer stand. And if that feels okay for you, just close your eyes for a moment. Taking a deep in breath and a slow out breath. Another one if you like. And noticing how things are with you this morning in the body. And in the mind. How's the weather inside? We'll come to that more specifically later on. Now I just invite you to start doing with me some two or three movements. And so the first one is a Tai Chi movement where with the out-breath, the arms move upwards to the side with the hand palms pointing towards the ceiling all the way up. And really feel the stretch. And once the hands are at the top, they touch each other. And when you breathe out, your hands go down in front of your body in a centering movement. And then in the middle, the fingers turn and they point downwards, go down. And then again, the arms move upwards, breathing in. Really filling your lungs with air at the top, the hands touch each other. Breathing out, your hands go down. Once they are at the chest, the hands, fingers point downwards. And they move down, all the way down. And like this you do on your own, you move with your hands up and down. And as good as you can, focusing on the movement, the sensations of the movement in your body. How is it when the arms move up? How is this stretching, widening, opening movement? And how is this centering movement? And how is this combined with the breath? What kind of sensations can you notice in your body as you do this movement? And as good as you can, concentrating on the movement, when you're distracted, coming back to it over and over again. Last one, finishing off with your movement. And letting your arms hang, closing your eyes if that feels comfortable, or let them rest somewhere. To feel the after effects of this opening movement. Is there a change in your body? If so, what has changed? Is there maybe a bit more warmth or energy? You feel the aliveness of your body. And next, I invite you to roll your shoulders in a big and slow shoulder roll. So first the shoulders go to the front, then they go up. Then shoulder blades together and down. And being very conscious. Noticing every single movement. Noticing the pleasant and the unpleasant. And if there is some pain, you might want to make the movement a bit slower or smaller. Or stop it altogether if it's too painful. And then changing directions from the back to the front. And also here, being very kind to yourself. Using this combination of awareness and kindness for everything you do. And stopping, feeling the after effects in your shoulders, in your upper back, noticing what's there. Maybe it's now that you notice all those tensions. Maybe you notice some releasing. Maybe nothing much. It's all okay. And as a final movement, we're going to swing the arms from left to right around the body. And every time we swing, we turn backwards with our head and look over the shoulder. And you can tap on your butt as you swing. Really have this like a nice swinging movement. Taking deep breaths as well. Allowing the opposite foot to move as well a little bit. And then the swinging is slowly, slowly ending by itself, becoming smaller and smaller. And so finally you're standing here in the initial posture. Your knees unlocked. And now listening to your body. How's the body now? Has it anything changed in the body? Are there any messages from the body? How's the mind now? What's the mood now? Is it the same than a couple of minutes ago, or has it changed? And now I invite you to find another posture if you like, or just continue standing if you like. So either sitting, lying, or continue standing for the other part of the meditation. And so whichever posture you chose, settling in this posture, and feeling the posture. Before we were standing, now we are sitting. How's that? Noticing the contact points of your feet with the ground, the buttocks and back of the chair. Your hands with each other or wherever they're resting on. And as we are cultivating presence, so that we can take it into the rest of our day, I invite you to take the intention to use the two wings of mindfulness for this, also this part of the meditation, which is awareness and kindness. So whenever your mind is distracted, bringing it back. And in the bringing back, being kind, not judging yourself, and being kind to anything, any experience that you notice, it's okay. And now, choosing an anchor. You can choose the breath, or you can choose sounds. Or you can also choose the contact of your body with the support. I personally am going to choose the breath, and I'll guide it with this, but you can choose another anchor if you prefer. Letting your attention rest on your anchor, on your breath in my case. Noticing the rising and falling of your belly with the breath. And letting this be your home base, a safe place where you can return to. And from time to time, you will notice that distractions appear in your mind. They can be all kinds of things, sounds, some strong physical sensation, a thought, an emotion. And whatever comes, turning to it with curiosity and kindness. Ah, there's pain, or ah, there's a worry about the future. And then returning to your anchor. Not pushing anything away. Not attaching to anything. But simply letting it come and go. being firmly anchored in your body, your breath, or your anchor. Every breath is unique. Every in-breath, a new beginning. Every out-breath, a letting go. And so as good as you can, focusing on the physical sensation of your breath. And from time to time, it could help to call up a gentle smile on your lips. As a symbol of how we approach things with kindness. And whenever there is a strong emotion or a negative thought which brings difficult feelings with it, you can feel its impact in the body. Something like, anger, tightness in the chest. And then returning to your anchor. Knowing that all these thoughts and feelings are like the weather, they come and go. Sometimes it's stormy, sometimes sunny. But you can rely on awareness, which is vast and spacious and can hold it all. Every time you are distracted, knowing it's part of the process, it's not an obstacle. You can include it, observe it, and then return to your anchor. knowing that we are not cultivating an empty head or any of this, but a different way of relating to things, to our thoughts and emotions, physical sensations. Allowing everything to be there as it is. Maybe in these last few moments of the meditation, you would like to end with a moment of gratitude. Gratitude for the breath just going fine. For you being safe here in this virtual space, connected with like-minded people. Your body being okay, no major pain, no threat. Sun is shining. And whatever else you would like to call up that you can be grateful for. People in your life, projects, plans. And noticing where you can feel this gratitude in your body. Focusing on this part in your body where you feel it. And also noticing the emotion that's attached to it. Maybe it's calm or joy or gladness. Breathing with this positive emotion and feelings. Refreshing your smile on your lips. And letting this calm and contentment sink into you. Become part of you. Increasing your well-being and resilience for the day ahead. And gently opening your eyes again and bringing the practice to a close.